At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Liz from Parkland is. Liz, are you there?
Yes, I'm here with... my daughter is three.
Your daughter's three? Well, Steve's in big trouble because he always loses to three-year-olds.
I do. I have the intelligence of a two-year-old, so I'm a little at a disadvantage.
So Liz and her three-year-old are ready. Steve, you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Liz has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What color is second from the top in the rainbow?
Orange.
Correct. Where do the New York Knicks play their home games? In Disney's Dumbo, what kind of animal is Dumbo's only friend?
A mouse?
Yes. Osteoporosis primarily affects what?
Bone marrow?
Not quite.
Bones?
Yes. The truth is out there is a common line from what TV show?
X-Files.
Yes. In which U.S. state will you find Augusta National Golf Club?
What was it?
In which U.S. state will you find Augusta National Golf Club?
California.
No.
Arizona.
No.
Pass.
With the number being less than 10, how many union territories does India have?
Five.
No.
Four?
No.
Six?
No. Hemophobia is the fear of what fluid?
Blood.
Yes. Strong finish there, Liz. You got five correct.
I don't have to. I know.
Trying to redeem himself after his 69th loss earlier.
Yeah, you guys had confetti cannons earlier.
And a perfect 10 was scored against you. That was rough.
It was quite the battle.
So are you feeling ready now?
All right.
What color is the second from the top in the rainbow?
Red?
No.
Yellow?
No.
Green?
No.
Damn.
Where do the New York Knicks play their home games?
In Madison Square Garden.
They do. In Disney's Dumbo, what kind of animal is Dumbo's only friend?
A mouse.
Yes. Osteoporosis primarily affects what?
The bones.
Yes. The truth is out there is a common line from what TV show?
That's a terrible impression of the X-Files theme, but
yes.
X-Files.
In which U.S. state will you find Augusta National Golf Club?
Georgia.
Correct. With the number being less than 10, how many union territories does India have?
Six.
No.
Nine.
Nice, but no.
Seven.
No.
Damn it.
Hemophobia is the fear of what fluid?
Blood.
Correct. Who is known as the king of pop?
Michael Jackson.
Correct. On which continent have the most dinosaur fossils been found?
Africa.
No.
Europe.
No.
Antarctica.
No. Steve, with time on the clock, you got seven correct, and that is a win.
Let's go.
7-5. Sorry, Liz.
Sorry.
Next time, they will be names.
I didn't think I was winning.
You really got beat down earlier.
I thought I was on the 69 decline.
Oh, no.
But I'm glad I'm not.
Well, the second color from the top of the rainbow is orange, by the way.
You think I would know? I mean, that's all. I'm inundated with rainbows with Tatum. Everything is rainbows left and right.
With the number being less than 10, the number of union territories India has is 8. Mm. And then the continent where the most dinosaur fossils have been found, right here in North America.
Damn,
yeah, of course.
That.
We're big on dinosaurs here.
Probably better guess in Antarctica.
We have some really rad merch available in the Rock Shop all the time, but probably the coolest shirt ever is the I Beat Migs shirt.
Slight exaggeration, but I appreciate it.
You're a Dogman character on the front of it, and there's a microphone, there's the lyrics to the Beat Migs song, and people can get their very own by heading over to KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Has it ever gotten weird for you trying to sell something online to a stranger, Facebook Marketplace, maybe OfferUp, Craigslist? Like you tried selling a mattress, but the buyer wanted to sleep on it first?
What's weird about that?
If you've ever tried to sell something on Facebook Marketplace, OfferUp, Craigslist, any of that, and things got weird, we want you to call now. 206-803-ROCK is the number. We will take your calls after Smashing Pumpkins. Have you ever tried to sell something on Facebook Marketplace, OfferUp, Craigslist, and things just got weird? Call now, 206-803-ROCK. We're bringing this up because, Migs, you're kind of in the middle of something along these lines right now.
Well, I'm hoping that these stories will help dissuade my wife from wanting to use Marketplace or Craigslist or OfferUp. Because, like, so we're trying to, like, change some stuff up in our house, and we have a couch that we want to get rid of. And she's like, well, why don't you just put it on, like, Facebook Marketplace? I'm like, no. And she didn't understand why I thought this was a dumb idea. And it ended up being a stupid argument, but that's just what we have sometimes in our household are really ridiculous arguments. She's just like, well, how come? I'm like, A, time is money, babe. I don't feel like we've done it before where I had somebody come to our house to buy something and I had to wait for them to show up. They're, of course, like an hour late. Mm. And I'm like, this just sucks. Like, I'm just sitting around waiting for a random person to come to our home. B, I barely even like my friends coming over to my house. I don't want strangers to come over to our house. You know what I, like if it was something where I could, I say this, but I've done this before where I had to sell like goalie equipment and I met somebody at like a parking lot and that took forever because you're standing there in the parking lot, they're trying on the gear, 40 minutes goes by and they're like, they try to lowball me then. They're like, how about I give it to you? How about I pay $200 less than what you want to sell it for? I'm like, no, buddy, like that's not, no. Like I came thinking I was going to sell it for a certain price. So I'm like, I don't want to do this. And she looked confused to me. And I'm like, I don't feel like having people come to her home. She's like, well, why not meet up with people somewhere else? I'm like, with what vehicle am I going to load a couch into a vehicle?
Just strap it to the top of your Kia.
I was like, it won't fit in my car as it is. And even if I had a car where it fit, do you really want me to like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
So I was like, it's just too much weirdness. I'd rather either A, give it to a friend or like, you know, or donate it or something along those lines. But I just don't feel like going through the Facebook Marketplace Craigslist world.
I feel like College Steve would just light it on fire in the backyard.
I offered that as a solution. She didn't like that idea. You know what I mean, though?
And I feel like the HOA wouldn't be wild about you putting a free sign on it on the sidewalk.
You know, I looked at the list of things we can and can't do, and that's not one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I am looking at some of the text messages because I was like, you know what? I doubt I'm the only person that would ever experience like a weird environment when it comes to like, you know, Facebook Marketplace. Have you ever done it?
Oh, yeah.
Has it been weird for you?
I had a weird buying situation one time when we first got goats many years ago. I was looking for just like a shed that I could turn into like a little goat shack. And so I went to meet this guy to see this shed and it was like filled with like rat poop and like critter, like grossness. And I was like, I don't really want this. So it was not as advertised at all.
Right, right.
But it was a very cheap price. And now I understand why. But then he got like mad at me.
Well, you wasted his time.
That I wasted his time and wasn't buying his rat poop shed.
Time is money, Tyron Daly.
But yeah, that was a weird one for sure.
It was funny you bring up goats because someone texted in at 206-803-ROCK. I tried to sell a used treadmill. The lady showed up with a goat. She was offering it as a trade.
The goat as a trade?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I feel like you should have set that up ahead of time.
I mean, goats are a very specific animal.
How much is a goat worth?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're like...
On average.
I mean, a couple $100 probably, depending on some breeds.
I mean, treadmills are several $100. That's not a bad deal,
not
actually.
A bad deal at all. Did you ever have a weird thing happen on Marketplace, OfferUp, Craigslist, 206-803-ROCK?
I like this one. I tried selling a couch. The guy showed up with his two dogs and then asked if we could test it out. I said, fine. He did. And his dogs, He said his dogs didn't seem to like it, so he's going to look elsewhere.
That's funny. I mean, I'd do anything for my dogs.
But would you bring it to go buy a couch?
No, not a chance.
I feel like it's like, hey, dog, you can... Like,
is this cozy enough for you? Good boy.
So I tried to put my grill up for sale. The buyer asked if he could throw in a couple of burgers as well, just to prove that it works.
Okay.
We're having a barbecue with a random person. Oh, this is why, like, I try to explain this to my wife. I think she just thinks it's going to be like a quick transaction. Mm-mm. And it never is.
No.
And I remember that time when, like, I was just so annoyed when those people showed up late. I was just like, yeah, I live here. And probably in their mindset, they're like, well, it's not like we're meeting somewhere. So we'll just show up when we show up. And I'm like, I don't want to deal with this.
When I feel like in talking with other friends about their experiences trying to sell things online, the number one issue is people being total flakes.
Yes.
You know, it's like either just not showing up or showing up very, very late, bad communication.
And also you hear the horror stories. I mean, these are some of the weirder things. But like, I don't necessarily want like just some random person coming to my home. You know, I mean, God forbid, I don't know. I don't want to open my doors up to just some random person. Like, I'm going to show up like I have a baseball bat in my hand.
Hiding behind the door.
Right. Tatum's got a knife. She's hiding behind the door just in case.
Friends are just strangers you've never met, Steve.
Okay, great. You want them? How about I'll bring the couch to your place, and we'll have everyone come to your house to test out the couch.
And how are you going to get it there?
What color is the couch?
Gray.
Oh.
Would you like to
try to sell it on the radio right now?
No.
We'll get Mike Hawk in here. No. He can auctioneer it.
No. I don't want to do any of this stuff.
Anybody wants Niggs's couch?
So I tried to sell my old prom dress. The woman showed up and said she was buying it for fabric for her dog's birthday party. No further questions, sold it to her.
Well, I hope they got invited to the dog birthday party, too.
Were you making an outfit out of the prom dress, I guess?
Yes.
Man.
Dogs are special people. I mean, special critters, I should say.
It sounds like my daughter right now trying to plan a wedding for one of our dogs. And I'm just like...
If I don't get invited, Steve, I'm going to be really ticked.
I don't even know if I'm invited yet.
The Daily Mix Show.
Could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the hook? If so, we're going to style you down with tickets to see Britt Floyd at Marymore Park. And that show's happening on July 23rd. They're celebrating 50 years of the iconic Pink Floyd album, Wish You Were Here. Call now, 206-803-ROCK, if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have the hookup on Britt Floyd tickets. They're coming to Marymore Park on July 23rd to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Pink Floyd's album, Wish You Were Here. We have Robbie from Eatonville ready to play the game. What's up, Robbie?
What up?
Good morning. We're going to spin this wheel and see if you're playing with me or Migsy.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Right now, it's on T-Dog. Will it stay on T-Dog? No, it will not. So, Robbie, it's you and me. Let's win these tickets for you.
All right, Robbie. Here is your clip.
Fuel by Metallica.
Nailed it. I always forget this song until I hear it, and I'm like, man, this song just rips.
It totally does.
Oh, yeah.
And they did it when we went and saw them at Lumen Field.
They sure did.
The night that we went, they did this song, and all of course, all the pyro was going crazy. I'm like, oh, so great.
Well, Robbie, you did your part. Now it's Steve's turn to do his. Here is your clip, Migs. I walk
this empty. Oh, that's, I know it's Green Day. Is that one where he's like walking on a street of sad dreams? Boulevard of Broken Dreams?
Yeah! Right on.
Hell yeah. Ray, Robbie, you're in Eatonville. It's close to Puyallup. Is it still a war zone in your neighborhood, or how the fireworks been since the 4th of July?
It hasn't been too bad. Usually have that 3rd of July fireworks show, so it goes off pretty big every year.
Nice.
So
nice.
It was actually pretty nice.
Yeah, I know. I finally quieted down yesterday, which was so nice.
Same with my neighborhood as well.
Now we'll just there.
Wait till next year.
Well, right on, Robbie. Congratulations, and have fun at the Brit Floyd Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
We've talked about a lot of things this morning, but if we've talked about something that you would like to chat with us about, now's a great time to call 206-803-ROCK, because we will check in with the Rockaholics after Nirvana. All morning, we've received some great texts and calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about, but the time has come. We are checking in with the Rockaholics right now, so please do call up if you'd like to chime in on something from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Now, Steve, we have someone on hold who not only went on an epic trip to Egypt, but they just decided to swing by the Aussie show before heading back to the States.
I feel like we know of at least like 3 or 4 listeners that have gone to Egypt recently. Are we missing out on something awesome?
I think so.
Yes.
And we're going to chat with them in just a minute. But first, Scott from Tacoma, you want to invite some listeners out to an event. Tell us about it.
Yeah, guys. So we're doing a show out at Greedo's Garage in Tacoma on 38th Street, just around the corner from the Tacoma Mall, for the American Heart Association. It's open class to any kind of cars we got out there. We actually have a hearse class this year.
What?
Okay, that's amazing.
We're calling it the Last Ride Award. I actually got the Neptune Society over here in Tacoma to sponsor that trophy.
Love that.
Do you have any idea of what kind of, like, how are people dressing up those hearses? Do you have any vibe of what they're planning on doing? Any tease for us?
I have no clue. I don't even know what half these things look like. I've seen one of them. That's it. Oh, wow. But we've got kids games that are free for the kids to play. They can win little stuff, the RC cars and Razor scooters. We've got dog toys. We've got snack tables. We're at like 80 sponsors and counting right now. So we got a lot of raffle going on. It's going to be a big event. We're trying to make a bunch of money for the American Heart Association. We do it in memory of my mom and dad and a nephew and a former neighbor that has all passed with heart problems. So we're doing it up real heavy this year again. So we'd just like to invite all the Rockaholics to come down to Tacoma at 3333 38th Street at Griot's Garage and have some fun with us that day.
And what
August 3rd.
August 3rd. Okay, awesome, dude. Yeah. That I can't wait to see how those hearses are going to look.
Yeah, they come up really. We got like 9 or 10 of them that's going to show up.
Dude, there was
I don't know what all these are going to look like, but we got a ton of cars already pre-registered into the show. We're gonna probably pack this place this year. So,
awesome. That's awesome, Scott.
Right on, Scott. Thanks for doing it for such a great cause. I remember there was a band that my old band used to play with. They were called the Dirty Birds. They were based out of Olympia, and they got their hands on a hearse, and that was their band vehicle.
Yeah.
And it was always my favorite shows was when like we played with those guys, because they would roll up and the eyes and the looks from everybody in the area that didn't know that this band was coming. There's another band also had they took an old ambulance and turned it into their band vehicle, and that was pretty sick. But the hearse was the best one.
I think I need a hearse now.
And they loaded all their gear, bass amp, guitar amp, drums. They would just put it in the back where typically something else goes.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and Joe, you're in Edmonds this morning. Tell us about where you just went and who you got to see.
Hey guys, so yeah, I went on this epic trip, went to Egypt for 8 days and then out to Birmingham for 4 days, and
Man, it was great. I had, right now in Egypt, it's like the low season for tourism. And with the wars going on, I basically had most of the temples to myself.
Wow.
It led me in a back room, like this ancient meditation room. I got to sit there and meditate in this. They like unlocked it for me specifically, and I got to sit back there and meditate in this ancient room. Like, it was pretty awesome.
Why? I mean,
and then
when they gave you that opportunity to do that, was it something that you said to them, or they were just like, I would feel like doing something nice for somebody? Like, how did you get that hookup?
So I wanted to go back to this temple that was like, I had to walk probably 10 minutes to get back to, and there was just a guard out there with a key, and he started letting me in all the rooms, and then he told me, he's like, this is the ancient meditation room. And I went in there, and honestly, it was like super calm energy. You could feel, I mean, I've never felt anything like it, to be honest. Wow. It was like the most calm meditative energy I've ever felt.
That's trippy.
So then on the total flip side, did you have any calm meditative energy at the Aussie show?
No. So I went out there, and that was probably like the most epic show I've been to. I was in the mosh pit with Jason Momoa, like right next to him in the mosh pit.
Okay, what was that like when he went into the mosh pit? Because we saw it on the stream, and it looked like just chaos. But I think it would have been chaos regardless if he was in the pit, but I think it just added something to it. What was it like for you being in the pit with Jason Momoa?
Yeah, it's funny because I found myself on a few of those videos that people posted. You could see me right next to him in those videos. But, it got crazy. Like, everyone just kind of jumped on him, and it was nuts. Like, the whole pit went crazy.
Yeah, when else are you going to say that you moshed with Aquaman?
Yeah, or Khal Drogo.
Yes!
Did you meet anybody else while you were there?
Yes, I ran into Tom Morello, met him, and Jake E. Lee.
Oh.
Both.
How cool. And was there like a favorite moment or a favorite act from the entire performance?
I started sobbing when Ozzy started playing Mr. Crowley. Like, I mean, I just like started bawling, and then I pretty much cried the whole rest of his show. Like, it was the most. Like, I've crossed off so many things from my bucket list these last 2 weeks. It's crazy. I can't explain how emotional and how just the feelings that I got from being at that show. It was awesome.
Oh, I gotta imagine it sounds like you were pretty close. So to be able to be that close while Black Sabbath is playing their final show ever and Ozzy's there, and it was powerful just to see how, you know, him even in that chair, man, he still commanded that audience. It didn't matter. Like, he didn't need to stand. Like, that whole crowd was there for him.
Yeah, the way he can still work a crowd, even from being sitting in a chair, was amazing. And there was only like 2,000 of us up front.
Wow.
Out of everyone in the world that wanted to go. And there was only 2,000 of us that made it to the very front. And, so I feel super blessed and lucky, and to be able to meet. I mean, I just ran into Jake Lee on the street and just started talking to him, and then I ran into Tom Morello at his hotel room. We just started talking, about rock and talking about Ozzy and all that stuff. It was amazing.
How'd you end up in his hotel room?
Outside. It was outside of his hotel room.
Nice.
I caught him when he was about to take a taxi out of there.
And massive shout out to Jake Lee. I mean, former guitarist for Ozzy Osbourne. He's been dealing with some stuff over, like, I mean, like a crazy, I think like there was like a robbery attack or something like that. And also he was dealing with some physical ailment. And the fact that he was able to get there up there on stage and even perform at the level that he did was just, I think, a real feel-good moment for a lot of Aussie fans.
I loved it, yeah.
Thank you, Joe. This is a great story to hear, and we appreciate you taking the time.
Take care. The Daily
Mix Show. Matt Cameron of Pearl Jam announced that he is departing the band after 27 years as their drummer. So who is going to replace him? A lot of speculation out there, and earlier today we talked with Dave Cruzan, Pearl Jam's original drummer, and whether or not he would want to rejoin the band. You'll hear what he had to say at 9:50. After 27 years as Pearl Jam's drummer, Matt Cameron has stepped down the drum riser one final time. So everybody is now very curious about who could possibly replace him.
There's been a lot of names being brought up, from Stephen Perkins from Jane's Addiction, Josh Freese, who was with the Foo Fighters for a minute, of course, the former Pearl Jam drummers from Jack Irons, Dave Abruzzese, and then also the original drummer, Dave Cruzan.
Who we got to chat with earlier this morning, and we talked with him about whether or not he would want to rejoin the band.
And it had to feel good to know that, like, as soon as the news came out, a lot of people were bringing up your name. Like, oh, it'd be great if they brought, myself included, it'd be awesome if Dave Cruzan came back. What a cool thing. And you recently did play with them some shows when Matt was sick. Would that be something that you would be interested in doing? And if so, how does that even, like, would you be like, shoot a text to, like, Mike McCready, be like, are you up right now? Can we chat? Or, like, what's going on in your head right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, dude.
Oh, my God. You know, as crazy as my phone was, I could only imagine those guys' phones. You know, it's just, it must be nuts. I would love to jam with those guys again anytime. They know that, you know. They know that. It was great. You know, the Hall of Fame thing was amazing. And then, yeah, sitting in with them, it was like no time had passed. It's just kind of effortless getting to play with those guys. So, I mean, of course, I would love to.
And maybe I misread something, but when you did play those shows, was there talk? Was it you had mentioned something that were like there was talks of potentially like getting in a studio and recording some stuff just for fun together as a group?
They did say something like, you know, maybe, you know, it'd be great to get together again at some point, but that was pretty much it. And I didn't, you know, I didn't want to. So let's go, like, you know, when I'm around, let's, you know,
is it like one of those friends that keep saying, let's get lunch? I'm like, well, when are we going to get this lunch? You keep saying, let's get lunch.
You know, it's so funny because when I was in the band, I was kind of last to know anything anyway. So I could get a text, you know, this afternoon, hey, be here at 5. Who knows? Those guys, they keep you on your toes.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Taking your shoes off for airport security, isn't that one of the most enjoyable pastimes?
So annoying.
Well, it may be a thing of the past, Steve, and we're going to tell you why during the Daily Mix download after Weezer.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
One person in this room is jet-lagged, and it's Ryan Castle.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, am
How
I.
You doing?
You know, I'll be honest. I have walked into the studio feeling a lot worse than I do right now. I don't feel great, but I've definitely been
well,
worse.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. It's good to be back.
Oh, man, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Of course, you were traveling, coming back from the big Ozzy Osbourne show in Birmingham.
Birmingham.
You had to jump on a plane a few times.
Yes, and in fact, I almost missed my connecting flight in Dublin because I was on the phone with you guys yesterday morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, so not to get too deep into it, but, you know, when you fly back from Ireland, they make you do American TSA and American Customs on the Ireland side rather than. So I got off the plane, I talked to you guys, and then I went to get on my connecting flight, which was going to be tight anyway. And then next thing I know, I'm in this humongous line for TSA, followed by a humongous line for customs. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to make it. So you would have seen me sprinting through the Dublin airport with no shoes on, trying to get my connecting flight yesterday.
Mission accomplished.
After I got off the phone with you guys, but I did make it. Thank you.
So then you had to take your shoes off.
Yes, did the whole TSA thing in Ireland.
Well, yeah. TSA is saying now after nearly two decades of them doing this, they're beginning to phase out the policy requiring passengers to remove their shoes at airport security. Starting on Sunday, travelers at many U.S. airports will be allowed to just keep their shoes on. Although, I feel like sometimes I'm going through security and I'm like, don't take your shoes off.
Yeah.
And then the next time I go through that same security, I'm like, oh, I don't need to take my shoes off based on the last time. They're like, hey, when are you going to take your shoes off? I'm like, when are we going to figure this out?
I've had TSA pre-check for years, so I haven't had to take my shoes off except for in Dublin.
Well, speaking of Ireland, there's a 30-year-old man that was caught dealing drugs during his own court hearing in Ireland.
Okay, that's awesome.
And it was
not run into him, unfortunately.
I bet you tried to.
The court hearing was for a previous drug conviction.
So wait, he was selling drugs while being convicted for selling drugs?
Correct. He was spotted selling marijuana and Xanax to another inmate right there in the courtroom in front of the judge. Good luck.
Genius.
Hey, the Mariners are back at it again tonight, so hopefully the winning ways will continue to take on the New York Yankees in New York. So let's see if the Mariners could finish this first half of the season on a high note. As far as weather, in a high of 82 degrees, going to be a nice clear day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.